This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host on a Thursday morning for the Captain's America Third Watch, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all along the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, and, of course, on selected Salem Media Group stations in the big markets around the country, and some great leading independent stations, too, tossed in for good measure, as well as broadcasting live on the Internet. We're streaming on many different sources, including some of the radio stations. You might be hearing us on the radio. We're actually streaming over there, too, and on the Westwood One satellite all around the world. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And a special shout-out tonight to the firefighters in Hawaii that have had to fight that horrible fire over there today on Maui. And our thoughts and prayers go with everybody over there in that big mess. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail, Felix and the gang, yeah, buddy, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, and all the other petroleum products so we can move around. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there. Our podcast is over there and a lot of other great things, too. And you can also find us on 53 different podcast sites around the countryside, as well as all of our affiliates where they have the link to our show. You can get the podcast over there. Okay. I'm going to introduce to you the man, the myth, the legend, and he's got a crowd waiting for him. Yep, he's got a crowd waiting for him. Wait till I tell you. Okay, it's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
Great. Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody. Okay.
There's a big crowd over there this morning, and you know why, don't you?
It's like that.
Well, because it's 85 degrees outside and clear skies and simply gorgeous.
Wow. Amazing.
Now, it's not humid tonight. We had some rain last night, so it kind of took the humidity out of the air. So that's not too bad. So we'll take it. We'll take it. I was outside, and I didn't get that blast of warm air in the face like I have a couple nights prior when it was really humid.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Now, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we mean that with all sincerity because those two words that are in there, under God, are what this country was founded on, Judeo-Christian practices and beliefs. Now, somebody that could use a little bit of that, and when he looks, when you look at him standing at the podium, this guy, Jack Smith, this prosecutor, he's got a little bit of the devil look to him. He's just got that look about him.
Very interesting. Well, Donald Trump certainly might seem to think so.
Well, I think so, because I'm looking at his picture right now, and the way he's staring, and, you know, the features about him, all you got to do is put a set of horns on him, he's there. But anyway, Jack Smith could have investigated the Biden family, Kyle, but didn't. You want to hear why?
Sure.
Well, while Hunter Biden was selling access to his father to overseas companies, Special Counsel Jack Smith was the head of the Department of Justice's Public Integrity Section, a unit tasked with investigating government corruption. He ignored all the red flags that were presented to him by members of that group regarding the Biden family. Ignored them all. Now, why does this matter, Kyle?
Yeah, good question. What do you think?
Because the DOJ appointed Smith as the special counsel to investigate former President Donald Trump, whom Smith now has charged with dozens of counts of felony counts, while he's targeted his political rival. The Biden administration has also hoped to appear unbiased by the handling of the investigations to a third-party prosecutor. But Smith, whose wife donated a considerable amount of money to the Biden campaign, inexplicably spared the first family from scrutiny. Pretty obvious to me.
A lot of the stuff is, you know, once it starts getting out there, people have a very different perspective, don't they?
Yeah, now, they're not hearing this because nobody on the other side of the aisle is telling them, but we're going to tell them, and I'm going to tell them some more. Joe Biden has been credibly accused of taking a bribe from a Ukrainian company without being able to prove it in print. They're getting very close. Now, that was his son's employer at the time, and during his vice presidency to boot, Hunter used his influence of his last name to earn millions of dollars in foreign cash, and his father may have also received money from people tied to the Chinese government. Still, what we know now may only be just scratching the surface. How do you like that?
Well, and of course, how long has Joe Biden been in politics?
40 plus years.
50 years. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So obviously, you know, and of course, being vice president, being a senator for so many years and being vice president, yeah, he's got the means and the opportunity, that's for sure. And I think maybe even the motive.
And he went from being one of the poorest congressmen and senators ever to being one of the richest, worth well over $1 billion right now. How do you suppose that happened, ladies and gentlemen? All right, we'll get to more when we come back.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the market for a new vehicle, Moss Nissan has over 450 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from your first car to a larger vehicle for your growing family. They have options for every situation, so don't purchase a new vehicle without talking to Moss Nissan first. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, you will, and I'll be showing up there at one of them there Moss dealerships here in the not-too-distant future, probably around Labor Day. We're going to be out and about. Might make the Acura dealer as well as a Nissan dealer same day. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Don't forget, I take Relief Factor every day. Have been taking it for going on 13 years. The reason I take it is pretty simple. It works. And that's because the natural ingredients in this, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help your body's natural response to inflammation, which is what causes the pain, the swelling, the suffering that you probably are in. Now, this will lower or eliminate the pain by going right straight to the source, and that's what you need to have happen. Now, you take it in the morning with a breakfast of some sort. You should take it with food to get it started in your body so the process starts. It's 100% drug-free. It's kind of like taking a vitamin pill because it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. And, of course, it supports a healthy response to inflammation while it decreases the discomfort you're in. Comes in convenient individual packets, 4 capsules, easy to swallow in each one, and supports healthy joints and muscles, too. Now, it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, which you can get by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. Give it a try. See how it works for you. Because in the words of the professor of politics,
all you have to lose is pain.
See? Told you. Okay. Relieffactor.com/captain. And that's $19.95 on the 3-week quick start. Okay, Kyle, you probably heard the phone ring in the background. We got a caller. Let's go to the caller. Backgammon Bob, what's going on?
Yes, I was reading Frank Salanta's book, Nullification.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it seems to me that a lot of our problems in the politics and stuff are generated by the fact that they passed something called the 17th Amendment.
Yep.
Which basically changed the fact that senators used to be appointed by the legislatures in the state.
Yep.
And were under the purview, I guess, of the governor of that state.
Yep.
And the 17th Amendment changed that to where they are elected by the popular vote.
Yep.
And then they're now the Senate is just another glorified version of the House. And
well, it was very political in the past, and that's the reason they probably changed it, because if you had a Republican governor, he would appoint Republican senators.
Right.
So this way they elected him. But go ahead.
Yeah, but it took away a lot of the power of the states to I don't know, back in the past, I think the governor could just yank a senator back home and appoint another. Is that still true, or was that changed with that amendment?
Well, it is true, but true. Okay, and thanks for the call. Okay, it is true, but you got to have a reason to yank him back for it. You just can't bring him back and say, oh, you're not doing your job. You're not doing what we want you to do. It's got to be something similar to what we just had in Orlando, Kyle, with that attorney, that female attorney, a Florida state attorney that got removed from her post because she was not doing her job by prosecuting people, violent offenders that were going out and doing worse things than what they did to get arrested the first time.
Well, that's right. And this, of course, also is, I think, part and parcel of the governor wanting to make sure that he's sort of bucking up his campaign cred, in the sense that, yeah, if you're letting people go, you're not prosecuting them for obvious crimes. You seem to be, and I think, if I recall correctly, I think this particular elected prosecutor was also supported, I think, by George Soros money, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
And so, therefore, this falls right into the wheelhouse of the political discussion going on for the primary season.
Yeah, and you have to have a solid reason. You can't just go yanking them for whatever. It doesn't work that way, but that's the way it was done when senators were appointed by the governors in the state. And go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think that you'd be hard-pressed today to try to make the case that you would go back to before the 17th Amendment. I don't know that the people would accept such a thing, I think, because they want to elect directly their representatives in the Capitol.
I doubt they would. That's just my opinion, but I doubt they would. Would you agree with that?
No, I think so, because obviously, and I think you made a great point, and that was, you know, the idea was very political. Well, direct election helps to guard against some of the corruption that obviously occurs within political parties.
Yep. Now, former President Donald Trump told Newsmax that he's not ruling out attending the debate. He'll make a decision on it next week. He said that on Eric Bolling's show last night.
Well, and I think, you know, ultimately Donald Trump likely should go and debate, if only to make his case. You know, the former president enjoys talking about some of these different candidates. He doesn't understand why they're running, and et cetera, et cetera. And he is far away in the polls. But to hide behind or to use that kind of argumentation, I think, wouldn't sit very well with the voters overall, because if Trump can come in and simply devastate all of these candidates, then he should probably go do that, especially if he wants them to drop out of the race, as he called for the other day. So I think it's only an upside for him to do that and sharpen his claws, as it were, to get ready for the general election. It's not going to be easy.
Well, one of them that might want to consider dropping out of the race is the debacle that they made over themselves trying to pump gas, and that would be former Vice President Mike Pence, who did a campaign video showing him putting gas and how expensive it was into a red pickup truck. But he didn't even have the gas grade selected, so you could hear the pump making the noise that it makes when it's telling you to pick a grade, right?
Right. Yeah, I saw the commercial. It was all about wanting to introduce what he calls the Pence plan, I think, for energy or for gas prices. So yes, it was a campaign video. It kind of has the same kind of vibe as those reverse mortgage, you know, commercials that you see. But yeah, it was a staged thing. He wasn't really pumping gas, but the beeping was incessant, and that's what people noticed. But I think they were trying to make a little commercial rather than he wasn't really there trying to put put gas into his red truck.
Yeah. Now, you should be careful what you wish for when you talk about vote by mail and vote early, because former President Donald Trump came out in support of the vote by mail and early in-person voting in states that allow it. Now, I got a letter yesterday from the president of the Florida Republican Party, my friend Christian Ziegler, who said exactly that in a letter, and they're pushing that very strong. They believe that that could give them a leg up, and I believe it probably could, too. And that way, guess what? You know you voted.
Well, right, and I guess this files under the heading of fight fire with fire at
right.
some point because of all the early voting that goes on the Democrat side,
that's right.
how heavily that's promoted. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's right, and they do, in fact, do that. So there you go. Mm-hmm.
And again, but one of the drawbacks of it, though, I mean, if you're talking about the if you're already you know who you're voting for and this kind of thing, but what happens is that especially when there's something that breaks the October surprise, if you will, then a lot of the independent voters who might have voted early for whatever candidate might not be able to say, well, maybe I shouldn't have voted for the Democrat, maybe I should vote for the other person, and once it's locked in, it's locked in. But that's one of the pitfalls of it.
Now, I don't know if you heard this or not, but one of the Biden transition officials was caught on camera saying that the border crisis was a boom for business. Whose business?
I'm not exactly sure, but obviously I think it's a boon for their political business because they truly believe they can get more voters. This is the ultimate reason behind open borders.
Yeah, and we saw once again yesterday, unfortunately, Senator Dianne Feinstein, 90 years old, fell at home and wound up going to the hospital. The scans were clear. There was no problem there, her office said. But we understand that Nancy Pelosi may, in fact, have somebody on the inside of Dianne Feinstein's camp keeping an eye on her to make sure that things continue to go the way that the Democrats want it to go.
Well, right. Yeah, she came into office, remember, Captain, back in 1992. So that's quite, it's 31 years ago, right? So
she'd been the mayor, I believe she'd been the mayor of San Francisco.
Of San Francisco, that's right. And all in politics for her whole life. But if she's back home doing better, that's what we want to hear. She's 90 years old.
Yep. And, sometimes you got to hang it up. You got to just take a look at the alternative and say, hey, maybe it's time for me to hang it up. All right, in the meantime, we're going to hang it up temporarily here while we get about a three-minute commercial break. Kyle and I will be right back. Your stations are going to identify themselves and do all their good stuff. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. At least 6 people are dead as a massive wildfire burns out of control on Hawaii's Maui Island. Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke said today hurricane force winds in the region and drought conditions are fueling the fire.
We never anticipated in this state that a
hurricane, which did not make impact on our islands, will cause this type of wildfires.
The fire has devastated the tourist town of Lahaina. House Republicans will formally accuse President Biden of corruption. A memo released from House Oversight Committee members argues it doesn't need to directly show payments from Hunter Biden's dealings to the president to prove corruption. Republicans argue the payments to Hunter Biden's multiple accounts by foreign entities implicate the president. Republican presidential hopeful Chris Christie is challenging Donald Trump to show up for the presidential debates. Christie said it would be disrespectful if Trump skipped the debate. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, I wholeheartedly endorse Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care because they were able to find the problem that I had. Now, it was a little bit late in the game because I should have gone there first instead of going to two other different specialists. But anyway, they were able to find the problem that I had and treat it, and it literally saved my life because they were on the right track. And when I had my medical emergency, we all knew where we were going because of what had been discovered. But that being said, they're located at 38th and 66, St. Petersburg, Florida. All you got to do is pick up the phone wherever you're at if you want to find out more. Call them at 727-896-4615. As the ad said, most all insurances are accepted, so you don't need to worry about that. 727-896-4615. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because I'm telling you, These people really know their stuff. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle, again.
Hello, Captain.
Now, it's fair to say that Taiwan is going to be in the news until China either decides they're going to overrun it, or they're not going to overrun it, but they're going to make it a news story almost every day of the week, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
So once again, Taiwan reported the second large-scale Chinese Air Force incursion with a group of planes this week so far, as China continues to get a little closer, a little closer, a little closer, trying to find out a little more, a little more. These are all intelligence missions that they're doing. And it's no surprise to anybody that's paying attention. But some people are going, oh, my God, that's terrible. Well, China wants Taiwan. That's all there is to it. And they, and we basically gave it to them with the agreement we made a number of years ago, right?
Yeah, it certainly does seem that way. It's the one China policy, basically, yes.
Yeah, so I don't know what we're going to do, but I know Donald Trump was steering away from that and saying he was going to change it. He didn't get a chance to do it because he wasn't in long enough, but I'm sure if he comes back, it'll be one of his priorities. And remember, folks, if you do decide to vote in a Republican president, whether it's Donald Trump or somebody else, it does no good to change the status quo unless you flip the Senate and have the Senate go Republican and keep the House Republican so they can get rid of this crap, garbage, legislation, and executive orders that Joe Biden put through that have this country literally gasping for air right now. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong at all. And just one quick comment on Taiwan. There were some 10 Chinese Air Force aircraft along with 5 Chinese warships that went into the defense zone, basically. The warships were engaging what they call combat readiness patrols, and so obviously trying to intimidate. And, you know, Captain, yes, China claims Taiwan is part of its territory, but what happens when they really do try to take it back and the world says, wait a minute, you have people that actually want to be independent? It'll be interesting to see the way the United States and the world as a whole reacts to that.
Okay, we've got a caller on the line. I do believe I know who it is, so get ready. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, from the Mile High City of Denver, Colorado, it's none other than Aaron.
Yeah!
All right, go ahead. I thought I'd surprise you with that. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, where you live, Cap, someone got lucky. Someone got really lucky and got the $1.5 billion.
Right.
With a B, and I looked at my numbers, and all I have is a big old zero. So I didn't win nothing. And then thinking about this wokeism currently going on in this country, it's another form of history repeating itself, and that would be called McCarthyism.
Yeah.
But it's reversed. Of course, McCarthy, he was looking for the Marxist, communist, socialist under any rock he can. And so now you got the history repeating itself. Now you got the we love riding dirty, broken down, dark side, dumb donkeys looking for any conservative under any rock. So because those conservatives don't agree with our opinion.
Yep.
But anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, sayonara.
All right, thank you very much. And what do you think there, Kyle?
I appreciate Aaron's call very much.
I kind of surprised the applause, but I thought I just did something for some effect, if you will. Listen, I want to finish the conversation we were having about Special Prosecutor Jack Smith and the fact that he was actually the head of the Department of Justice's Public Integrity Section, which was a unit that was tasked with investigating government corruption. And he ignored all the red flags regarding the Biden family. Now, to add to this, Smith had the reputation of being a ruthless, swift punisher of corruption. And his DOJ unit indicted several politicians, both Democrat and Republican. Many sounded the alarm about Hunter Biden's foreign ties from the beginning. But Smith never looked into them. And since then, government whistleblowers have repeatedly accused the DOJ and FBI of protecting the Bidens. What say you?
Well, I mean, if he did look into all that, if he did open investigations, it would look like the, you know, the DOJ is doing its job, and the American people would have heard about all this stuff in a very different way. Now they've got to hear about it through a congressional committee and so forth, which the Democrats are so happy to have that done if it has to come out, because then they can spin it as being political. If you notice, all this going against Donald Trump is coming from the DOJ, so it all looks like, oh, well, this must be legit because it's the DOJ.
Now, I'm going to say something that's going to upset some people, but I don't care. You ready?
Lay it on me.
Donald Trump has been indicted for the third time, right?
That's right.
Could be a fourth, right?
Yes, you're right, yeah.
But what he said and what he did between the 2020 election and January 6th doesn't necessarily add up. There's plenty about Trump's conduct to criticize, but for people who claim to care so deeply about our democracy, which we are not, we are a constitutional republic, namely the Biden administration, the special prosecutor and the New York DA are inflicting serious damage on it. Would you agree with that?
I think so, yeah, sure.
Now, for any country's justice system to survive, people must believe that it's fair. Would you agree with that?
Well, of course, yeah, justice is supposed to be blind.
Now, the Trump prosecutions are destroying all of that because the New York and the January 6th cases depend on what is legally shaky, novel applications of the law. Not my description, but the description of the very legal scholars that are out there that are saying this.
Well, that's right. Yeah, these statutes aren't being applied to say, look, this was prosecuted before because of this. They're shoehorning all this into these statutes. Yeah.
And in the documents case, only Trump was being prosecuted for the activity that other officials allegedly engaged in without any kind of penalty.
Well, a little bit of humor here, Captain. Well, all those people had one common thing in, you know, one thing in common. They weren't Donald Trump.
There you go. I knew you were going to say that. I just knew it. And a special counsel was named only after Trump announced his presidential run for 2024. Indictments came in only after he took a commanding lead by 30% and 40% in the primaries. And this has been the look from the beginning of a banana republic. And emphasize that, put quotes around it, and put it in bold, blinking lights. And it's heartbreaking to see America resort to this. And it's got to stop. And we have to turn this country around. And by God, people, I am not joking. I am not kidding. You're all in for 2024, or get the hell out of our way, because those of us that are in this are in it to win it and turn this country around. You can either be part of the solution or remain part of the problem. Your choice. We'll be right back for the Trucker's Highway Bible Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh, now. You know you got everybody looking.
1, 2, and 3, 4. Step to the left.
Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ's singing that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Sunrise, sweet little farmer's child. They got a little bud to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Roping me in from a country mile. So come on over here, get in my arms. Spin me around this barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonk. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bears. Shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the crickets and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon. Shake it for the
oh, it's little Luke Bryan. I'm starting to skip up on me there. A little bit more, one window too many open. But anyway, that's Luke Bryan, Country Girl, Shake It For Me. And Kyle, I played that just for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Now, let's get going here on the weather out west. I don't see much of it, but I do see something up there in Montana.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. That's exactly right, Captain. We do continue to see that band of rain going basically through central Montana. It's going to impact you on I-94 if you're in the Columbus area. Pardon me, I-90 if you're in the Columbus area heading over towards Billings now. Definitely going to be engulfed in some rain there. And it's going to stick with you off and on all the way over to about, all the way over to about Forsyth. So you want to be careful there. It's going to stretch on down towards Red Lodge and a little bit into northern Wyoming. Wyoming now, around Cody, not quite to Cody yet, but that could be in the offing here as we move forward. Then just a tiny bit of rain that's still on I-40. This is in Arizona. Right now it's near, looks like it's near Holbrook, just east of Holbrook. So be careful out there.
Well, we got us a bunch of hot weather. We're going to start out coming out of El Paso on I-10, right out there about the time you get to Pecos and you get to the junction of 10 and 20, you're going to run into that 90-plus degree weather. By the time you get 100 miles to the east on either I-20 or I-10, you're going to be in 100-degree temperatures all the way across on I-10 to New Orleans, over there towards Mississippi. Right on the state line, Mississippi and Louisiana. And if you're going to be up on I-20, you're going to be in it all the way through the Dallas Metroplex, all the way over through Louisiana, all the way into Mississippi, Jackson. Really hot temperatures today. 35 north-south from Laredo all the way up to the Oklahoma line. You're going to have it going through the Metroplex as well. And if you're coming up I-30 going into Arkansas, you're going to have it to Texarkana, 100-plus degree weather, and then you'll have it for about 40, 50 miles going into Arkansas with 90s elsewhere. Right now, I will tell you that the whole state of Louisiana is under a 100-degree-plus heat warning today, the whole state. So be advised there. Mississippi, the central half seems to be under that warning. Going over into Alabama, you've got temperatures going to be in the upper 90s, might be a little warmer than that. Down along the Gulf, down along Mobile, looks like there could be some 100-degree temperatures there. All the way over to Jacksonville, 90 pluses. Now, you're going to have a little different situation on the east coast of Florida today because they got Daytona in the 100-degree-plus range all the way down to the Keys, Key West, all the way down through Miami and West Palm Beach, and, of course, Lake Okeechobee coming across to Naples and elsewhere you're going to see in the 90s. Now, I did see a report earlier from our Weather Bureau here along the southwest coast of Florida, Tampa Bay and whatnot, down to Fort Myers. We would have feel-like temperatures of 111 degrees today with highs in the upper 90s. Yesterday, it was an actual 98 degrees in my travels, and I don't even know what the heat factor was, but it was so warm that it literally kind of took your breath away when you got out. People got to be really careful. You can't just get out and hang around and do anything in this kind of weather. You got to get indoors and try to stay hydrated and try to stay cool as much as you can. Okay, we got rain, West Virginia, southwest corner of Pennsylvania, southeast corner of Ohio tonight. In that area, got rain up along the northeastern part of Jersey, up into Long Island, up into the southeast corner of, actually the northeast corner of Massachusetts to include Boston, and then you get a little bit of scattering of rain and smidgen going up north along the line as well up towards Nova Scotia. We've got a schmutz alert tonight. Yep, we sure do for all of the upper part of Illinois to just outside Chicago, down through the middle part of Chicago, and then coming across Missouri. A lot of Missouri is under some foul weather advisories. Got flooding along I-44, Joplin over to Springfield, over about another 40, 50 miles east. You've got rain and flooding going on, and we still got the severe weather watches going on right now in Arkansas, northern Arkansas, to include the Memphis area where we've got a rain and a flooding alert there as well in Tennessee and for the southwestern corner of Kansas as we speak. Okay, Kyle, why do we want to go to the Pilot and Flying J, my friend?
Because, Captain, during the month of August only, you can max out your points. 5 points per gallon you can earn when you fuel up with Push for Points exclusively in the My Rewards Plus app. Collect more points on the road and score more rewards. Go to pilotflyingj.com for more information. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right, we're going to go up here to Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
What are you going to do with your share of the $20 million?
Right.
Well, here we go again, Jack Smith. And by the way, we found out more about him. I got a story on him. He was in charge of a unit that was supposed to be investigating things like what Hunter Biden has been accused of doing, and he never lifted a finger.
Well, and remember, too, that he went after Governor Bob McDonald. Really virtually destroyed the man.
Yep.
The thing went all the way to the Supreme Court, and it was a unanimous decision.
Yep.
In Bob McDonald's favor. So,
yep.
I mean...
Shows you what kind of a guy he is, right?
Well, of course, and guess who put him there? Garland.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, he was in charge of the Public Integrity Unit, which was specifically charged with investigating corruption from members of Congress and political officials, and he did nothing when the report was handed to him about Hunter Biden.
Yeah, well...
I know.
I don't even know what to say anymore.
I do. Elections have consequences.
Well, but I'm not sure that we can really wait for elections, you know, anymore. But, you know, it's kind of like, where are the Democrats, you know, either in the House or in the Senate? Is there not a decent one of them that would like to step up and say, you know, most every one of them knows what is happening, and they're indifferent to it, and they don't care. I mean, it's... it's kind of like, where are the Congress people that are representing these districts, like in Philadelphia, that are collapsing under, you know, drugs and fentanyl and whatnot? You know, where are they stomping their feet? They're just not.
They're scared to death. They're afraid of their own shadow. And hold that thought. Here comes the music. Caller, I'm sorry I couldn't get you in, but just the way the draw here. At the moment, but hang on, I'll talk to you off air. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming back, Denise Simon, Carl Warren, and yours truly. And we're going to get really into some stuff here. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.